Next will be Rhonda Garner.
First, I'll speak to the to Maria's seat. I've gone to a lot of board meetings. I've actually resigned from the board, and I think we're breaking precedent here with the decision to allow Maria to stay. I have nothing against Maria. I think that the word shall, I spoke with an attorney, and they said that especially when it comes to things pertaining to law, shall is a word that's used for will. I respect Kevin in not accepting another seat because technically that belongs to the person who's in line after him. I would also like to... And again, it has nothing to do with Maria directly, but Maria, I think that your attendance in these meetings is extremely questionable. I know that you were not living in Houston, and I'd like to ask, do you live in Houston now? Are you going to be able to attend the meeting?
Don't watch out for
I think it's inappropriate at this time for me. There's not supposed to be any back and forth.
Well, when you spoke to Kevin, you have a choice as to whether you want to speak. I think it gives you the opportunity to make a safe, strong case for you.
Just don't respond to her.
Don't respond to her. So I will be writing to the secretary to give me an accounting of the attendance of the board members. Okay. All right, so there's that. We're in Fun Drive at the station, so anybody that can come down and answer telephones or do anything, if you have an idea for an event, please get in touch with the membership department. We'd love to assist you in helping to raise money for KPFT. The most important thing that I want to speak to is the way that our national board members have been voting with regards to not giving representation to WBAI. You are breaking the bylaws. Mr. Mark, you've made a big point in the past 45 days of paying attention to rules and regulations. Adriana, Venetia, and Wesley are all voting on the national board to not allow WBAI to have representation, which is a direct conflict of the bylaws. They are breaking the bylaws. They are setting us up for lawsuits. Adriana, is what I'm saying entertaining you, or like, why are you giving me this?
Carry on, please.
Don't
respond. Just don't respond.
It's
a matter of baiting you. Just leave it alone.
Well, so... Anyway, Nancy, Teresa, everybody, our PMB members are setting us up for more lawsuits, and they are voting in contrary to the bylaws. They are excluding WBAI, and they have allowed two affiliates to be seated that do not qualify as delegates. So
that's true.
I would appreciate it, or think it would be cool, if you guys, if you haven't looked into it already, look into it. I'm pretty sure we've come to the same conclusion, and that is they are breaking the bylaws, and, you know, encourage them to vote otherwise. I guess what I'll do is try to get a board member to make a motion maybe to have those PMB members removed. Of course, that would be a joke because we know which side has the majority vote here, and so obviously it wouldn't pass, but I guess I should probably go ahead and do it because it's the right thing to do. I'm seriously considering writing a letter to the Attorney General because nothing's working. It's not working at KPFT, any of the other stations, or at National. Everything's pretty much a mess. So, Dwayne, I'm especially speaking to you about the way our PNB members are voting and the fact that you are the chair and you are trying to hold up minding the rules. So, it's a direct conflict. Maria Elena's situation could go through arbitration maybe or something like that to figure this out. Frankly, I'm disappointed that it wasn't resolved before this meeting because obviously we spent, you know, an hour and 10 minutes talking about it. I think it's very disrespectful for Wesley to say that I'm baiting someone. I think that instructing other board members to ignore me is disrespectful and uncalled for. So, if you'd like to apologize to me, I'd be happy to accept your apology.
I will take it under advisement. Are you finished now?
No.
Okay, we'll continue.
I will continue.
I'm sorry for
responding. Okay, you're out of order. Thank you.
Dwayne, would you be interested in responding to how our PNB members are breaking the bylaws on the national board?
No, ma'am. I have too much here in Houston to deal with.
To be concerned with the national board?
To tell them what to do.
Have you guys be working together, okay, influencing each other. Adriana, do you care to comment on why you're breaking the bylaws?
Mr. Chair?
Point of order, Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, public comment is for public comment, and will Ms. Rhonda please continue making her comment? But right now, she's trying to engage in inappropriate questioning of the LSB.
I would like to say in public comment that I think it's extremely discouraging to have members from the community come to speak and then not be allowed to engage or get answers from the LSB. To the contrary, you are elected and it's your job to listen to the listeners and what they have to say, even if you don't like them or like the way they present themselves.
Ma'am, that's what we're doing now, listening. Your problem is you want us to respond.
Yes, I do.
We're listening. That's our job, is to listen.
I don't want you to respond.
No, we're not. We're going to listen. So you keep talking. We'll keep listening.
Okay. All right.
It's till 8:30.
Dwayne, I'm on board with you doing the right thing. So maybe you'll take it upon yourself to become interested in the fact that three of our four national board members are breaking the bylaws repeatedly. Repeatedly making the same bad choices. It's going to cost us money. It's going to cost us the network when it's all said and done. Anissa, just so you know, three of the four PMB members are breaking the bylaws. If you'd like for me to show it to you, I can. So, I would hope that Adriana, Wesley, and Venetia would step down. I would also, before you go, moving heaven and earth to keep Maria on there, you'd probably look at her attendance records. Dawn, that's not funny. I don't find that humorous. I'm glad I'm entertaining. But, you know, part of the job is showing up to the meetings. Kind of hard to make a meeting when you don't lose your
name.
It's okay. I don't need one. It is healthy.
I am right, aren't I, Teresa? Yes, Cliff Smith, I am absolutely correct.
I'm not going to see them.
So, yes, it's a congressional bylaw to exclude a station from having representation, which you have done with WBAI, and you have ceded two people to the affiliate's director seat.
You may be excused to the restroom, ma'am. Ms. Gordon, I do want to interrupt you to confirm that there are but one member left to speak, or is there more than one member? Well, we're going to have to split that time then. That's the only member?
This guy was outside, I think.
Do you want to speak, sir? You don't want to speak? Come forward if you want to speak. She's been on for 11 minutes now, so we've got about 12 left. I'd like to hear from Ms. Torchy.
Come on, Torchy. Just stand up here.
Thank you.
Now, as far as my thing is going to be, if somebody resigned from something, I would like to go over the old minutes and see how many times when someone resigned, it had to go before the board.
Never.
And was not accepted, but it had to go through the board. Also, as far as responding to what people say, it was 2 months ago when I came to the board meeting.
Adriana, what's the name?
Okay. Took over 10 minutes responding to something that someone had said, and she asked her staff to be given it so that she could respond because someone said something she didn't like. So as far as saying you can't respond, I'm not sure about it. But I would like to know how many other times someone resigned from something that it had to be approved by the board before it was accepted. If you could have an answer for it sometime. Otherwise, I should just ask for all the old notes and just going through it. Or call everybody who's ever been on the board.
Yes, sir. It's your time. The gentleman behind you doesn't want to speak, I don't believe, so.
Mr.
All right.
We have one minute rebuttal. Regarding the board members responding, about two or three meetings ago, I asked if some of the board members could respond to a question I had. I was told that it was against my law and it would not be appropriate.
Okay. We still have 10 minutes. I'm not going to close it out unless I have the consent that the gallery has spoken. Gone once?
Resign.
Gone twice?
Resign. Venetia.
Three times. So. All right, now let's go ahead into the agenda. I believe that approval of the agenda is appropriate.
Mr. Chair, since we never got to approving the agenda and the previous action out of order was done outside of the agenda, I think since my motion is a response to the motion that was out of agenda, it should follow before we even get to the agenda.
Well, I'm going to ask you to consider. The gentleman has submitted a motion, and the chair is...
Maybe we should replace the chair, too. That's what I think.
You're out of order, ma'am.
I am out of order.
And disrespectful.
So are you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Former board member.
Thank you, former board member.
So ladies and gentlemen, we do have a motion before us. It is an emergency motion. And that motion, I'm going to ask the gentleman.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I don't know which motion you're referring to. I think it's going to be this one.
Which is
it?
Where?
I would ask that the chair read it to the board, then I'll be in.
Where's the emergency motion?
Oh.
The emergency motion looks like this, right?
I don't have a copy of it.
That's it.
Is there a copy of it?
The emergency motion looks like this.
Chair as is appropriate.
No, I have the Hank Glam one. I'm talking
about. I will read the motion.
From Joseph Davis.
Consider the motion read into the official record. The gentleman did not take the liberty to burn up a few trees and print 24.
Mr. Chair,
can you hear me back there?
Mr. Chair, point of order. We need to establish. We need to establish that we have a quorum because at least.
No, ma'am, we do not. We don't lose quorum.
Okay.
That's the beauty of establishing a meeting. Now, do I have a point of order? I hear a lot of gibberish and folk talking. I'd like the only voice you hear would be the chair, and I'm going to read the motion that Mr. Joseph has submitted, and he describes it as an emergency motion, which takes precedence. I move, that is Mr. Joseph Davis, that we censure all persons who have attempted to influence with lies, misinformation, presenting as authoritative or authoritative, and otherwise using their credibility to act against KPFT LSB member Maria Elena Castellanos and force her off the KPFT LSB. Whereas in the KPFT Code of Conduct, item 3 requires verifiable facts and discussion, the avoidance of innuendo and rumor, and applies to written statements, including on the Internet. Whereas in the KPFT Code of Conduct, item 7 specifies violations of the code can result in exclusions from Pacifica and KPFT property and events. It is established such conduct merits serious sanction. Whereas the concept of fair and reasonable embedded in the RONR, Robert Rules of Order, and our bylaws are inevitably undermined by lies in the form of misinformation, false claims of authoritative knowledge, or using personal influence to recruit support for an unethical purpose. Persons actively undermining our ability to act in a fair and reasonable means merits serious actions for their misconduct. Whereas all of the accused persons have many years of experience with RONR and our bylaws, it is inconceivable their misleading statements in those areas could be simple ignorance. The following persons submitted emails supporting ejecting Ms. Castellanos from the LSB to the official KPFT LSB email list, presumably to influence other LSB members to vote likewise. Current LSB members, Allen, Crozier, Lamb, and Ryder. Other persons, White, Erzell, Rosenberg, and Burden. It continues. Other persons, I propose we sanction all these persons who have engaged in the campaign of misinformation regarding Ms. Castellanos. The named current KPFT LSB members are to be suspended from the LSB until November 31st, 2016.
Let's suspend the board members
ma'am,
that are
fighting. You're out of order, ma'am.
Bylaw.
Will you please leave?
This is bull.
Will you please leave?
No.
Call the
police.
Ma'am, I'm asking you one more time. Will you please leave the room because you've been disrespectful?
What do you think about
you are engaging in you're engaging in aggressive.
What do you think about
you're
that?
Being aggressive and rude and disruptive, ma'am.
Well, you're
you have no right to disrupt this program. Will you leave, please? Will you leave?
Really, Dwayne?
Will you leave, please?
Really, Mr. Lord?
This is a motion, ma'am. You're out of order, number one. Will you please leave and take your out of order out of the meeting, please?
Point of order.
You're up for sanction yourself, ma'am.
Sanction yes. me, baby. Sanction me.
Point of order. Mr. Chair, first of all, I fail to see how this is an emergency. Second of all, I don't have a copy.
Ma'am,
of
please. You do not have a right to disrupt this meeting like you're doing in
you
civil.
You have a right to do a lot of the things that you
yes, ma'am. We are in order yeah, and we're doing everything
right
we're supposed
to.
You're being disrespectful of yourself. You have no respect for humanity at all. You don't respect yourself, so I really don't care what you do. Will you leave, please? Will you leave?
You don't care about
will you get your materials and excuse yourself from this room? Well, thank you very much. Well, you should.
Well, what you should do is make a sanction.
Good night. Good night, ma'am.
Instead of breaking the bylaw.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't care about that.
I know it's
already
clear.
Our
points are very clear. Can we
yes, ask, ma'am.
I ask for Ms. Rhonda Garner be really excluded from our meeting for aggressivity? Disrespecting all of us.
Ma'am, you're being aggressive.
I'm looking for my phone. I'm looking for my phone.
Can you
ask Dwayne?
Can you find it? Can somebody call your number?
No, it's my phone was right under your name.
Oh. Tony Cox has.
I've done that.
Tony Cox
as a man. Now, I want to finish reading this motion from Mr.
Point of
Joseph.
Order.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I please get a copy of this?
I'll give you this copy when if you let me finish reading it. I'll be glad to pass it to you.
What he's reading?
Was this sent to the LSB?
That's what it's called an emergency. All persons named are hereby reprimanded for conduct against the best interests of the foundation, as exemplified here tonight, and remove the seated delegate without due process guaranteed by Article 4, Section 9 of the bylaws. And the willful use of official KPFT LSB email lists to persuade lies and misinformation about the bylaws and RONR. Intentional mischaracterization of the circumstances and libelous innuendo and rumor against those working for a fair and reasonable solution based on the facts for the Castellanos question. Furthermore, all named persons are to be removed and banned from the KPFT LSB list for the duration and the suspension of the suspension. Supporting evidence will be submitted to the record. For the record, Joseph Davis submitting the motion.
Oh, I don't have the second page. Is it going to be just two pages?
Or? That's the second page.
Oh, okay. Mr. Chair.
Yes, ma'am. First of all, I want y'all to speak up.
I hope no one seconds that.
Huh?
I hope no one seconds that.
Okay.
Okay, Mr.
Seconds
Chair.
Seconds is motion?
Yeah, I have a... Yes. Before the motion is seconded and we proceed, I simply want to state two things. First of all, with regard to the existence of this motion and its content, this is the first time that I have heard of this motion. I am Magdalena Castellanos, and I'm...
All right. That means only one person talk. Mr. Ted, would you please take your seat, please? We'll appreciate it. That means only one person's talking.
Oh, my God.
Please indulge me for 30 seconds, please.
Well, is this meeting more important than that?
She left her cell phone. Tony Cox has her phone line.
Well, I'm sure you could have been and dialed the number since you've been that far back, so let's go right ahead.
Well, in any event, there is a great deal of information that is alluded to that none of us has access to except Mr. Joseph Davis, who has apparently received a number of emails.
Will be submitted to the record.
And that he has apparently accumulated with regard to innuendos, lies, and other misleading statements regarding my behavior. And of course, I am Maria Elena Castellanos, and I'm very concerned about what went down before we actually took a vote. And the urgency, I would say, has been reduced because of the fact that this board has spoken regarding the non-existence of my resignation. So I would say because of the vote that was 16 in favor of upholding the chair's recognition that there is no existing resignation to act upon, that the urgency is greatly reduced. Therefore, I would suggest that this motion be tabled for the next meeting.
Yep.
And to give, especially me, being the subject of this innuendo, because I'm very concerned about a lot of things that were said by misusing the LSB email list by people who are not on the LSB.
I have a point of order. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
But in any event,
I think that we are discussing here, you present a motion to be added to the agenda. We are discussing the merits of that. The only thing that we should discuss if that will be on the agenda or not.
You're absolutely right.
The merits of the motion will be discussed when we arrive to that item.
You're absolutely right, ma'am.
Okay.
Your motion, your point of order,
then
taken.
I withdraw my...
Consider it never considered.
Okay.
Now,
withdraw my motion to table.
Yes, sir.
My argument for putting it right here, right now, is because the challenge to the chair and the attack on Maria Elena Castillo's rights to her seat was not on the agenda. We weren't allowed to even get to the agenda to do this work. I had this motion, and I've already done this research, and I was hoping to God these people weren't going to try to pull this. But they did. I walked into this room hoping they wouldn't do it, that maybe it was just a bunch of crap on the email. But they did it. Therefore, right now is the appropriate time to respond. I wish they hadn't abandoned their posts, because I have an offer.
But
point of order.
But you're here, so you can do it. You're an expert.
What is the offer?
I'm not an expert, but it seems to me the chair offered to have everybody have their say, and to make an accusation that I'm part of something is a false accusation.
What's the offer?
And I don't know what libelous stuff I've done.
The gentleman asked that we expedite his motion to the front, is what the motion is. He wants to expedite it to one...
After approval, after reading of the minutes, where exactly?
One E, is that sufficient? Are there any objections to 1E?
Absolutely.
Request for information.
Okay, any objections? I have an objection to 1E. Go right here.
Adriana is constantly talking to you without making a point of order, point of information. She just talks. I have a request for information, and that is, what is the substance of the motion that Joseph wants to make, 1E?
Well, you would have heard it if you hadn't been back there. Go ahead and tell him over again what the motion is.
I can just do my
He can just read it right here, maybe.
Okay, what we're trying to do now is vote on where to put it, Ted. So I think you can read and vote at the same time, perhaps. The objection I heard from Member Allen. Go ahead.
Object.
Okay.
So now we can discuss.
Go ahead.
No. Okay. No? I fail to see how this...
Go ahead.
Point of information again. When we put the motion, we say where and for how long. And then... we approve or not to put it on the agenda.
We got the where, but we don't have the how long.
Because this went out, obviously, at 4 o'clock today, at 15:58 today, I fail to see how it's an emergency, and you're trying to ban people from a meeting with no evidence. I fail to see how it's an emergency. especially since several of these people have actually left the room because they feel that some of the things that are being done by the chair and the majority of the room are actually totally improper.
And that's their choice.
It is their choice.
Come on, Joseph.
Don?
Well, I hope that, I said I hope that no one will second that motion. One thing wrong with this is there's entirely too much attribution or motive to each other. We talk about them doing, they want to do this for this reason and do that for that reason. I don't have any idea why anyone did anything, is doing anything, except I see a lot of personal anger, a personality problem between people, which is not what the board is supposed to be about. I don't know Kevin White that well, but from what I recall and what I've seen from him, he's pretty much a loose cannon, and he's not going to be an asset to any side. But like me.
Independent.
There you go. Okay. So it's so absurd that we spend all this time around, and so much emotion around this issue. I can understand, of course, that Maria Elena and Kevin have a vested interest in wanting to be on this august body. I'm sorry. I promised I wouldn't laugh when I said that. Oh, well, anyway. But
I object. That's insulting.
No humor allowed.
Can I ask a question?
Well, he has the floor, actually. I'll let you ask your question after Don yields the floor.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I guess I can't wind this up, so I'll just stop. Okay.
You took us out there far enough. I get your point. Go ahead, Cliff.
All I was going to ask, I heard people discussing the members on the national board.
Speak up.
And that there's some discussion about the activities on the national board. And I don't quite understand how they got down to our level.
That's my fault.
What?
That's my fault. I control people.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
I think that I would prefer to offer an amendment because something that Concha said, and I agree with the issue, it's difficult to assess the intentions, and we are not supposed to assess the intentions of people. We don't do that. And a lot of people mentioned there are not part of our LSB. But what I'm trying to say that I think that will be better if we really make some amendments on that motion, because I don't think that some of, I guess, like Don said, we are wasting so much time in acrimony and
What are we talking about? Point of order.
Well, actually, what we're talking about is putting this item at 1E, and that was an objection, and I'm hearing basically another objection, and I was just trying to be patient as chair, which is my job. Nevertheless, I'm going to expedite this matter, and this matter is going to be, which I believe, because of the allegations made, because of the levity of the charges, I think it's probably reasonable to have this item subject to trial. If, in fact, you want to sanction these individuals and this immediacy that you're displaying, I think is questioned by this member, who would be otherwise supportive of your motion. But if you want to go further with it, I think these individuals ought to have a right to answer the charges, to refute the charges, and therefore, I will set it in 30 days that your charges be brought against these individuals, and we'll have that properly posted as a delegates meeting. Do I have any objections to that? I think that's the proper way to expedite this matter.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is this like, you're saying, is this like a trial?
Yes, ma'am.
Why?
He's bringing charges against certain members, and I don't believe at this point it would be appropriate to litigate that matter, certainly in the absence of these individuals, because go ahead, you're a lawyer.
Point of information, can anybody at any time, you know, bring charges against somebody?
Yes. Every member of this body, including as a member of the corporation, bring charges. There's a process, and the process is you give notice of the charges, and you give a 30-day notice so the individuals can defend themselves. Yes, ma'am. I'll get to you.
I don't understand then what exactly what we are doing, because you mentioned a trial, give notice, and for that you need to have a special accusation, a motion with the accusation, and we need to produce the charges, inform the individuals.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Joseph, don't you have those charges?
May I finish?
Sure.
But part of that is according to our bylaws. What we need, or rather rule of order, what we need to do is a trial and give the people all the, need to be a specific motion, and we cannot make a trial in people that are not part of our LSB. How we sanction somebody that is in California or some internet troll? I mean,
well, many courts sanction individuals that are out of their jurisdiction if they violated a rule within their jurisdiction. But that doesn't mean you can enforce it. Am I wrong? I'll appeal to the attorney at the table.
No, I don't really know. I mean, I would seem incredible to me that anybody could bring a
you opened up
charge. It automatically leads to an indictment and trial. What a waste of time.
Okay, I saw a hand here, then I saw a hand here, and I'll come back over here. Castellanos?
I really am concerned about us operating on the same amount of urgency as there was before the entire first 2 hours or hour and a half of our meeting, and that is, it's not, I will just resubmit that the urgency that existed at 7 p.m. today does not exist now at 8:40 p.m. Because of the fact that the board has ruled with regard to whether or not my rescission of my withdrawal from this board was effective, and therefore no resignation was existing. So I'm just simply saying, I'm going to reassert that there's not the same urgency as there was earlier.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
And so I move that the...
I'm not going to accept any motions on this.
Then I don't move. I just simply say that I don't think it's...
We get your point, ma'am.
...to consider it as it's written right now.
Thank you for your comment.
But I'm very concerned about this appointment.
Mr. Joseph?
As I've been trying to get a word in edgewise, only if you were trying to remove people from the board as a trial required, this motion is nothing more than a 6-month suspension and censure, and it does not require a trial. This is not that level. Now, I'm not saying you may not want to do that, but you're talking like it's something that it's not. Okay? It's just a censure with a period of a suspension from the board seat. That's all it is.
Yes, sir. Ted?
If anything is going to go forward, a committee of roughly 5 people appointed by the chair should be established. I would be happy to serve on such a committee to look into the charges and to come back to the board and see whether or not anything further is appropriate. Would you
yes.
like me to repeat what I just
no,
said?
No, sir. I heard you very loud and clear. Go right ahead. I can do a task.
One of the things that worries me that we are discussing merit here. And my only concern here is that we are mixing different situations. I agree with Joseph. I understand his frustration for the situation. But I don't think that we can suspend or sanction people. Just like we can reprimand, said that we disagree with the way that they handle, but I personally don't think that we can suspend somebody like that unless that is, like we said before, a very clear, violent situation like we experienced, sadly, no long ago. this poor experience. I don't think that we can do this. We cannot suspend any member that we are elected. We are voted in.
Okay. Does anyone else want to speak on this issue? Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
No, you go and he'll close.
I was just going to ask Ted, what was the procedure, if you want to call it a procedure, that we took when we went, when the group of the LSB went...
brought charges against you.
Charges against you, or not even charges, whatever that was.
It was a trial.
What was it called? What was the procedure?
It was a trial.
It's chapter 20 of Robert's Rules, and it was not followed.
It was not followed?
I think that Susie, may I say?
Okay, I've got to go to Mr. Davis.
But this is a clarification. It's not a trial.
It wasn't a trial? Ted, no. It wasn't a trial?
I don't think it was a trial.
I want to hear from the person who went through the fire. Was it a trial, or was it not a trial?
Absolutely.
It was a trial. Now, go ahead, Mr. Joseph.
Again, saying that all these things are necessary is incorrect. The suspension of Hank Lamb occurred under the exact same kind of a motion. We literally read from Robert's Rules at that instant of time. Bob Mark himself had to go, oh, sorry, I guess we were mistaken. And he conceded the point that we were handling it correctly. Yes, you can suspend somebody for whatever amount of time you want. We could make 3.5 years if we felt like it. But I'm not requesting that a period of time. It's just a certain period of time for the members who engaged in certain behavior. And it is obviously, we have already, by the last year's meeting and the suspension of Hank Lamb, did exactly the same thing. It's absolutely correct.
Well, then I think it would also be correct to place this item, hearing the objection of Member Allen.
That's not an objection. It wasn't an objection. You didn't read my mind properly. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I heard you. I don't read minds. I'm not that talented. But I do hear very well. And what you said was I object. When I indicated whether or not it would be at 1E. Hear me before you respond, and maybe you won't disagree. 1E was what I proposed to place this item at. You objected, and that's where we are now. Everyone else kind of tagged on your objection. Mm-hmm. But now I'm moving as chair. I believe this is properly placed in new business, 10C. Should we ever get it into perpetuity, if we ever get to that point on the agenda, it will be taken up at the proper time. Hearing no objections to that reasonable approach, I think maybe then we can expedite the rest of the agenda. 10C.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I would like to request that the report of the Anti-Racism and Diversity Committee be placed first on the committee reports, or no later than...
Let's deal with the first. Any objections? Hearing none. Now six,
say, or no later than 9:45.
No, sir. If you're going to complicate it that way, because we're not going to... If it is 6-1A, that's where it's going to be. The other, I can't accept giving us a hard time. We got to stop and then go to what you want to do. So if you're willing to accept 6-1A, that would be the first report under the committees. Are you willing to accept that, Mr. Taylor?
For now, yes.
Thank you. All right.
I move to approve the agenda. Second. As amended.
I heard a second. Please. Any objections?
I object.
Go right ahead, ma'am, and state your objection.
Yes, I would like to put the outreach right after development. So, before budget and finance.
Outreach right out of development, right after development.
Yes.
Any objections? Hearing none. Outreach right after development. Outreach goes to 6B.
It would be C.
Technically?
C. But B would be development.
Well, I'm going to make it B1. And that'll come before C. Is that right? Now, any further objections? Hearing none. The agenda is approved. Now we are at reading of the minutes. Do we have any minutes to read?
Yes, sir.
All righty.
You want them read or?
Actually, they have been sent out on the email trail.
No.
Go ahead and read.
It's a long time ago, I mean. But
yeah.
Okay, well, check them out. Go ahead and read.
The roll was called. I don't know if you want me to go through that or not.
No.
I want to know who was absent at that.
You want to know who was absent?
Yes.
Anthony Cox, Mary Elena Castaneda.
Castaneda.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Jerry Lynch, and I was also absent. These minutes were written by Joseph Davis.
Thank you, sir.
This is March the 9th, 2016.
Ira Agai. Absent.
Yeah, absent. Yes, he was absent also.
He's absent today.
Yeah. Okay. This is his.
That's what I was trying to tell.
This is his second absence and with an excuse, so he's got one more, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. Then the agenda was passed with a lot of people moving around items.
Mostly it was moving items around, ladies and gentlemen.
And the February 10th minutes were approved. Consent items were discussed. There was public comment. There was a couple of objections to LSB members responding to public comment. And the important thing is the Governance Committee asked the LSB to pass the following motion. The LSB instructs the GM maintain a list of paid and unpaid staff. Said list shall be updated at least quarterly and posted with the legally required employee notices. The motion passed unanimously, and the meeting adjourned at 10:15.
According to the Secretary's verbal report, and this is on your email trail, all you need to do is look up March KPFT minutes. There was only one actionable item on the agenda, on the minutes.
I have some copies if anybody wants a copy of them.
And that was a unanimous vote on requesting that the posting of personnel and SCPB requirements. So, only one actionable item. Are you prepared to approve this minutes?
We're not going to approve, we're just following.
Any objections to, as you're right, any objections, if you have any corrections, which I don't perceive to be any, submit them to the Secretary. Next up, KPFT recognitions. This is a time when we recognize, go right.
I want to thank Robin Lewis and the staff for her marvelous organization of the Amy Goodman event, which was attended by many young people, many people that were listening to her program on their apps, on their phones. It was refreshing. They were enthusiastic. I met people that dressed up for that event because they were impressed by Amy Goodman and they were looking forward to meeting her, so they dressed up for the occasion. And it was a good event, and it was a lovely facility.
Any others?
Davis.
Well, being that I kind of have this subject on my mind, I'd like to thank Maria Elena Castellanos. I think a lot of people, considering the withering, nasty, brutal comments that were aimed at her on the KPFT LSB official annual list, a lot of people would have caved and just bailed out of here. And I respect the fact that she did, and she came here and she fought. And I respect that in anybody that should fight for. It's right. Furthermore, I'd like to recognize everybody who voted to allow her resignation, her so-called resignation, to be understood that it, common sense tells you, you know, well, we haven't even talked to you, and all we know is we walk in the door, and, well, you told us when she wanted it and told us when she didn't. What do you want? Of course she doesn't want it then. So I respect that. I think everybody who voted for that made a good decision. A lot of them weren't based on the bylaws. Teresa Allen was quite correct when she said it is actually decided by our bylaws and by Robert's rules. That's absolute and incontrovertible. However, I think the sentiment that a lot of people expressed was very good, and I appreciate that people were willing to put common sense into that payment. So that's it. Thank you.
Yes. Go right ahead.
I want to thank Rhonda Gardner at our development meeting. It was brought up that we are, our fulfillment rate is the highest ever, which I think is thanks to Rhonda in the membership department calling people up whose memberships have lapsed and keeping tabs of people's individual concerns. Is very, very important. And I want to thank you for that.
Yes.
I want to recognize Mr. Joseph Davis because he really did a lot of work, a lot of passion, and make really a lot of investigation to put ourselves, to put this LSB in the right position. I really am impressed because he really, I don't agree obviously 100% with him, but what I believe that he did, he does an outstanding job and he's doing it too at the national level, in the National Finance Committee.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody on the board who engaged in good faith discussion around this question, around my submission of withdrawal and then my rescission of notice of withdrawal, because it gave us an opportunity to really stop and look at exactly what is the underlying, what are the underlying rules that govern the structure of the LSB board anyway. And the underlying rules are written up in such a way so as to first and foremost recognize that each and every one of us, except those who are replacements, were voted by a certain number of paying members and for a particular term. And it's only because of certain things that happen that we have it extended. But I want to thank everybody who engaged in good faith discussion on this issue and continues to carry on the business. I noticed that a number have left.
Next. Well, let me...
through information. Where are we at? What are we doing?
Recognition.
Let me take the opportunity to recognize a few of the board members, but all of you in general, for doing the thankless job and being falsely accused of not doing or whatever you're doing. The fact that you will step up and be here and participate, say thank you. I say thank you on behalf of the corporation. I'd like to specifically thank Hank Lamb for some of the work that he's done for fundraising of late. I think he's been one of the most active board members in individual fundraising. And also Ted, who has been responsible for bringing in over $10,000 commitments, at least setting the door open for it. He's gotten CWA to do that as well as CWA is feeding the June 4th event, and give him credit for pulling the event off. We can't call it a success now, but it's a success because he labored, and when he really didn't get a whole lot of support from the board, he went out in the community and made this thing happen. So I want to give him credit for that. I think it's also important for us to recognize that the hard work that Adriana Casaneva does, there have been aspersions on her work. People talk nasty and disrespectful, but I respect the hard commitment that she's made in the last 2 or 3 years that I've really not seen individuals. I can call out a few names of individuals I know who worked very hard on the national board, but they didn't work local. But this lady works both. She works hard and on almost every significant committee on the national as well as here local. So when I hear aspersions about her, I take it personal. And this young man, Joseph Davis, who came on the board and reluctantly have taken on so many chores, and I feel his frustration with the contempt people have and the lies they tell about motives of people and being controlled about national entities. It's just nonsense and stupidity. But I applaud you, and I respect you, and I honor you for doing this thankless positions and doing it without complaining or trying to get a dime in for yourself like some other folk do. So having said that, I applaud all of the board members, but especially acknowledging those that I did acknowledge. Now, We have the Pacifica National Board Report. We've allotted 15 minutes for it, but since we only have two board members that, well, three, well, no, two that remain, three that have remained, I think if they need more than 15 minutes, go ahead.
I believe that Bill Crozier sent his report.
Yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
This is not a point of information or, more appropriately, a request for information. It is not to give information. It is to ask
a question. Thank you,
Mr.
Parliamentarian.
Can I finish my sentence?
Not if you don't ask a question.
My God.
Okay.
It's not taking very long, Ted. Would you just time me now, okay? I got as far as half of the sentence. I believe that Bill Crozier sent a copy of his report to the LSB, but I don't have my computer with me. Is there anyone who can read his report?
Here's some printed copy.
I think this is it.
Okay. Thank you.
Point of order.
Can someone read?
Point of order?
Yes.
No. Point of order, sir.
I just wanted to say earlier in this meeting, I made a point of order, and I griped a little bit at George Ryder and told him he needed to give you a little slack. And Ted, I think that what Ms. Allen was saying was perfectly reasonable. She was not trying to abuse it. She was just trying to give us a little information. Maybe a little slack is good. Let's not be too strict.
Well, thank you for monitoring the slackness of us. That's very important. We don't need all this slackness around you. You stop being so rigid. Now, the next item is the Pacifica National Report, and I've had three members here, so I'll go with the newest member, which would be you. He's a recurring member, and she's the senior.
So, you have the Pacifica report.
Of your PNB report, or what?
No, yeah, she's saying that
okay.
The member that is not here.
Oh, Bill's report.
I'd like to read it, if possible. Or
I think we don't allow.
So the people.
There were any questions that individuals. Well, no, Ms. Allen, everyone had an opportunity to read it if they wanted to, because he did send it, like you said. So to spend minutes reading things people should have read on their own. Now, he was here to ask the questions from them. That's different. But I'm going to allow the three members who are current, who are present, who chose to stay, to participate in the process. You're first.
I've actually not been here for like the last month, so I don't really have anything to report at this time. Maybe if after Adriana and Wes speak, if I feel there's something missing, I'll add to what they said.
All right, I'm going to put y'all on a timer. We've got 9:17, we'll be out of this. So, Wesley, it's on you now.
BAI board has still not been seated. We still have lawsuits by directors of the foundation against the foundation. The problem with the affiliates that's been resolved, I believe. We'll find out if I mean, they're suing me, and I don't think it has any chance of pursuing, in my humble opinion, the fact that they're not at BAI, their board is not coming to meetings. They can't elect their officers if they don't come and make quorum. So I'm basically holding us hostage. If they wish to participate, then they'll participate. So I suppose it's going to have to be settled in court. I think that we will prevail and then we'll have to go back and elect the board, which is what I think. One never knows. The audit, we're still needing to pay the auditors. They're still having trouble receiving information from the managers at the stations. So basically, what we're doing. Any questions?
So, who's paying for all these lawsuits?
Mr. Chair, point of procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we ask the public
to
have the opportunity to talk? I mean, now it's a PMB.
Well, the questions come from the members.
Yes, but somebody in the
Well, that's out of order, and we're going to continue to maintain that out of order. Go ahead, ma'am.